The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin. Austin, Texas.
Hello, my people. I am recording from a phone booth in my new shared office space. Carmela is in a special program for 10 weeks on the opposite side of town. So I'm commuting, which is incredible because, you know, it starts at 8 a.m. I pick her up at 1:30. So I actually can't believe, and I was excited about it. I can't believe like how much uninterrupted work I'm able to get done, because working from home is honestly so challenging and I need to get an office somewhere in Pasadena or around it, because it's like so good to leave. But they don't really have like a podcasting zone. They have these like little phone booths. So you might hear like this like crunchy sound of the chair that I'm in, or maybe like some rumblings of people around me. And that's what that is. I'm just going to fill you guys in on what's been going on in my life lately. I guess the biggest change has been this commute. We have two more months left. So my whole schedule has changed. Usually I'm somebody who will stay up till like midnight, kind of get like a second wind of work done once I'm in bed. And now because I have to wake up between 5:30 and 5:45, where I used to wake up at 7, I'm just like having to add those 2 hours in at night. Like if I go to sleep later than 10 p.m., I can't get up in the morning. And then the drive home takes an hour to get here, and then it takes an hour to get home. And that drive home, like yesterday, I was like, I fucking feel like I'm gonna fall asleep. It was so exhausting. And it's been hard for Carmela. So I talked to her sleep trainer today, and, you know, because she's essentially like missing her nap, you know, whatever. It's like just like these little adjustments. She's been like so miserable in the morning. She was fine the first week, and now it's catching up to her. So she now has an earlier bedtime. I have an earlier bedtime, but I've been really able to get a lot of work done, which is super helpful leading up to, you know, giving birth in July. Not that my life stops when a baby comes, but it's very helpful to get the major things done that I need to get done. Like we have a bunch of legal stuff going on with Kiaya that needs to get settled, and we're fundraising. I am finalizing my deck for Baroncini and those like final numbers. That fundraise, like, oof, that needs to happen. That needs to happen before I give birth. that's been a lot. So we're finalizing the deck aesthetically, all the numbers, kind of putting together like a 5-year plan. And, you know, obviously I'm at the mercy of the people that are working with me. I have someone in New York. Everyone is actually in New York. And then I have Tim, who used to work with me on LPA, helping me with like illustrations and stuff and artwork aspects here. So Tim and I meet, and then I meet with the other team, but it's like, you know, everyone has their lives. My financial guy is here, but he's chasing numbers from people. So, you know, these things just take time. And like I said, you're at the mercy of other people and their schedules and their availabilities and what they're able to offer. So it's been so hard because I haven't had the time or the resources or the plan to really put this together the way that I've been wanting to, but I've seen it so clearly what the brand is. I've seen it. I've had the line guides in my head. I've had the product assortment. I've had the designs. I've had the everything planned in my head so clearly for 5 years now. And so I'm over the moon about putting it in a deck and being able to turn my ideas into reality. It's an odd time to fundraise, but we actually have had people already ask if they can, which is really nice, before we even did the raise. And
You know, I think it's really important to like stress that this is like a, you know, a long-term heritage brand. It's not something that I want to package up and explode as quickly as possible and gift to everybody and, you know, do tons of marketing and sell it for millions of dollars. It's not our intention here. So I'm really overly fulfilled by that work. And God, like the new LPA stuff coming out is like more beautiful than ever. We had like a new upload today that's just like, I was like, fuck, like I love all of these dresses so much. It's so funny how you think that like in your 20s, that the world begins and ends with like what's happening. And like, I'm pushing 40 and it's like, oh, okay, here I am. Like, here's my perspective and here's my knowledge and here is what it all comes down to. And here's how it manifests. And it's such a cool, beautiful way to live. Honestly, it's very exciting. So that's all the stuff that I'm working on. And we work on Davide's brand. That's like nonstop all the time, which is beautiful and great and has days where we're like, and this will happen with Barancini too. You know, you have days where you're like, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? And then you have days where you get like a little win and that's enough to like propel you forwards. And this is why I stress so much. Everything that I know is from having a job and working at various companies and Davide the same. And you still like with, you know, 15 years of experience under our belt, you still every day are faced with something that is fucking confusing. And it's like everyone has a different opinion. You know, I always like to ask, we have like, we each have our like groups of people that we go to be like, oh, this opportunity kind of presented itself. Should we do it? And like, it's so funny when people have completely conflicting responses to something and you feel like you're getting pulled and you don't know, you know, it's like, and these are the little moments that really like define a brand and bring you on track or take you off track. It's just, it's a lot. That's why you have to be like very calm and guided with intuition. That's why I understand there's like so many books on like how to run a business because so many people have crashed and fucking burned. So, and then, you know, being pregnant on top of it, I'm tired. I didn't have this level of exhaustion my second trimester with Carmela. I had like a very intense burst of energy every day. I was like, what can I do? How much can I do? How much can I do? Like it was just nesting in the house and this and that. And I was really intense. And I right now am like very calm and I'm a little bit slower. The last 2 days I had to take a fucking nap when I got home. I'll like set my alarm for 30 minutes and then snooze for 15. And, you know, when I get home, I'm not done working. I have to go do all the stuff that I couldn't do while I was here. So that's like creating content or recording a podcast or, you know, like calls. Like I take a lot of calls in the car to, you know, make sure that I'm making use of the 2 hours that I'm in the car a day now. I just feel bad for Carmela, like being on a call with her, but it's also good for her to like kind of like zone out and try to take a nap on that drive home. But it's definitely been, oh yeah, I'm yawning. It's definitely been frustrating to not perform at your peak level, especially when so much is on the line right now, but it's all very temporary. I haven't worked out. I was working out a lot before the commute started. So that's something I'm just starting to arrange. I'm next to Aloe, so I'll be working out there, but usually I would get home and want to go on a walk. Like I walk this loop in my area to the Rose Bowl. It's 3 miles, but, and that's perfect. That gets me to like my 10,000 steps, but I'm so tired when I get home. You know, it's usually something I do in the morning. So it's all fine. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. I mean, I feel like that's been like a theme of being a human being since we're so young. It's like, where does the day go? And time passes so fast. But really the question is like, time for what? If it was unlimited, how would you or I or any of us really use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to really just know what's important to you and make it a priority. And therapy can really help find what matters to you so you can do more of it. I think I mean, me especially, I'll use myself as an example, waste so much time on thoughts that are destructive or don't help, and wishing things were different or a certain way, not just like leaning into the time that we have. And any time that I'm consistent with therapy, I feel so clear-headed and I have the tools to get those thoughts out of my head. So I'm really amplifying the time that I do have. I love therapy for that reason. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient and flexible and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. It's honestly incredible. Like, I think about how far I had to travel and how much work it was to do therapy growing up. This is just like so incredibly easy. There's really no excuse. You can learn to make time for what matters and makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Pia and you get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Pia. If you're a longtime listener, you might know that I've been drinking AG1 for like 2.5, 3 years. I started drinking AG1 daily after I asked a girlfriend of mine what was responsible for so much of her glow. And I could feel a real difference in my daily health. I had much more energy. I noticed I felt more relaxed. I noticed my skin glowing. My stomach was flatter. And that's because AG1 is a foundational nutrition supplement that supports your body's universal needs like gut optimization, stress management, and immune support. And since 2010, AG1 has led the future of foundational nutrition, continuously refining their formula to create a smarter, better way to elevate your baseline health. I recommend AG1 to all my friends and family because it truly is a baseline. If you do nothing else the rest of the day for your health, you know that you have taken everything you need to give your body everything it needs. AG1 has a team of doctors and scientists. It's tested for 950 contaminants. It's NSF certified for sport. It is formulated based on the latest science and maintains the highest quality standards. I especially love AG1 and really depend on it when I'm traveling. I always post videos of like AG1 in water bottles, especially when we're in another country, because your digestion and your system gets so thrown off when you're traveling. And it's the one thing that I can do to keep right on track. AG1 is the supplement that I trust to provide the support my body needs daily. And that's why they've been a partner for so long. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Just go to drinkag1.com/best. That is drinkag1.com/best. Check it out.
What's up, everyone? I'm Sheena Shea. You may know me from 9 seasons of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules, but I'm here to tell you about my podcast called Shenanigans. We talk about everything from reality TV, pop culture, relationships, parenting, and invite you to join the conversations with Q&A sessions where nothing is off the table. There's so much more I want to share with you. Thanks for listening, and make sure to subscribe to Shenanigans to stay up to date with new episodes every Friday.
I'm going to go through my favorite things, and I'm trying not to make things too oh my God, the sound of this chair. I'm trying not to make things too pregnancy centric because I understand if you're not pregnant, it's like, who the fuck cares? But I've noticed in this pregnancy in particular, with Carmela, I was in such a bad place physically leading up to getting pregnant with her. Obviously, it took a really long time. And then I was just like so swollen and like had crazy cravings. And I was just like, I was working out, but like too hard. I was doing these like intense workouts to like try not to gain tons of weight. But I was still, it was like everything was wrong. And so I've basically like applying all my like PCOS rules to this pregnancy and like really trying to manage my insulin and my blood sugar levels. And it's really made me feel so good. Like I was looking at photos totally by accident, but I was looking at photos of me I'm 5 months pregnant, 5 months pregnant with her. And you could already see like the inflammation, like all over my body. And, you know, my recovery from her was really hard. And listen, I'll say this. I know that like half the people will tell you, eat whatever you want. Like, this is your time. Like, do your thing. I am applying my same rules from when I wasn't pregnant to my pregnancy. I eat 80% of the time a fantastic diet, meal, whatever, food, whole, real foods. Like today, I broke my salad container, so I couldn't make a big salad. But today for lunch, I have two sausages I got from the farmer's market, chicken sausages that I'm obsessed with. I brought cottage cheese in a container with some Calabrian chili, some Dijon mustard. I have carrots, I have cucumbers, and then I have a side of strawberries. And like, that's what I'm craving. That's what I want. That's a delicious, nourishing meal that fuels myself and my child. It's not going to make me feel bad after I eat it, which I definitely don't want a big crash as I'm driving home or trying to work the rest of the day. And then like last night, Davide made pasta and I like sat down and ate a gorgeous bowl of this like beautiful pasta that he made, like totally guilt-free. When we were on our trip last weekend, again, I ate most of my meals like usual what I eat for breakfast. I had some sourdough toast, two eggs, avocados, some protein so I would get in sausage or turkey bacon or whatever. Then like obviously for lunch or dinner, I would have like an amazing burger, but I would make sure that I'd have a lot of salad with it. Like it's just balance. And so I don't have these really intense cravings. Like I haven't had any crazy cravings at all. And the things that I crave are, it's like shocking. I'm like, I want like some dark chocolate and some frozen raspberries. Where my last pregnancy, I felt it was this constant, when is my next meal? How big is it going to be? Taking each bite, not even enjoying it. I just look back on it, like kind of like it was chaotic almost a little bit. Just everything was like very intense. And then, you know, when you're someone like me or all of us who have like such weird food stuff, then you like eat and then there's the guilt. And then you're like, I can't feel guilty. I have a baby. You know, it's like all of this stuff. So I just feel like I'm doing the same exact thing as before when I was maintaining my weight, which was tons of protein, you know, a great choice of carbs, ate a lot of sweet potatoes, ate a lot of basmati rice that I cook in bone broth. And then I eat like tons of vegetables and tons of fruit. And like, I'm super protein focused. Like my goal with every meal is just like, how can I get in as much protein as possible? And it keeps me so satiated and so feeling like my energy has been so consistent. I haven't had any, you know, I get tired. Of course, like I said, the last 2 days I had to take a nap, but it wasn't, it felt just like, yeah, I'm tired because I woke up really early. I'm not like, and it hits me really quickly and I can take a nap and recover. It's not like I'm sluggish all day at all. Like I've been getting so much work done and I made these like really amazing breakfast sandwiches. I like meal prepped them at the beginning of the week and I warm them up in the morning. I'll do a TikTok or even an Instagram on that. Like, and I was like, this tastes like just as good as a bacon, egg, and cheese from McDonald's. Like I've been, I don't know. I really feel really good in my body because there's so many other things that start to hurt, you know, like just the feeling of your muscles expanding and your bones expanding and your guts expanding and the exhaustion that can come with it and the brain fog and like all that stuff. So for me, because I have so much on my plate, you know, my priority is like, how do I make sure that I'm just like functioning at like a high level? And so I haven't, you know, obviously I've gained weight, duh. I'm going to gain a lot of weight, but I already by 5 months with her, I was like, whoa, like I like can see it in my face and my hands were so swollen and my rings didn't fit me and I don't feel that way. And, you know, I also was in like a great place before I got pregnant. My hormones were, I mean, I got pregnant so quickly. My hormones were in such a good place. I was in such good physical shape from working out so much and I was in just a great place. And it was the opposite when I got pregnant with Carmella. I was like probably like 15 to 20 pounds heavier than my usual. I've been drinking a lot of wine. You know, I was really inflamed. So anyway, I would say going over PP's fave things. One of them, I'm just going to say, is protein. And I know that so many of us are on like protein TikTok, and some girl made the funniest fucking video the other day. She was like, oh God, I'm not going to do it justice. I think it was like right around the beginning of the new year. And she was like, what her resolutions are. She was like, I guess my full-time job now is focusing on protein. So that was really funny. And you know, I did a little survey on my Instagram about which protein powder everybody likes, because I'm not like a big smoothie person, but I like to throw protein into milk with like a, you know, I do like coconut milk or whatever kind of milk to make like chia seed pudding. I also have been making some smoothies. If I'm craving like a chocolate or like a raspberry chocolate moment, I'll do that for a smoothie. But the fucking protein is so gross. Like protein powders can taste insane. So the one that I love, and this will go under PB space for protein, is the Made of Protein. This like hot Australian trainer makes it. And she's friends with tons of my friends. She's so chic. Her name is Kristen Godso, I think. Is that how you pronounce it? She's just like this, you know, she like works with Nike. She's just chic and fit and elegant and well-spoken and really understands her craft and is like an amazing professional. And so as soon as I said, what kind of protein should I be eating? Everyone's like, oh my God, made of. And honestly, it's so good. It's so, you can mix it with anything. And it just like, by the way, there's three ingredients. It's literally vanilla, protein, and stevia. I think like that's the only, where like sometimes you'll look at protein powders and there's so many ingredients. I'm like, what is all that shit? So big fan. Okay. I've been starting my day with a cup of water. I just grab a cup. I fill it up with water. I do a little bit of salt, a lemon, and apple cider vinegar. I truly think that has to be why I don't have a lot of cravings. I mean, what apple cider vinegar, it's proven what it does for your blood sugar levels. You know, you can take, like Symbiotica makes apple cider vinegar pills. Like if you know you're going to go have like a big, heavy meal, it's like so good to take before to help with blood sugar spikes. But I start my day with that. And now it's funny, like I've been seeing so many videos pop up on my TikTok of people saying the positive effects of apple cider vinegar with lemon in the morning. It doesn't, you know, it's just become a very natural part of my routine. I take that with my NewCo probiotic. It's a pre and probiotic every morning, because I'll tell you the most important thing just in life in general, but when you're pregnant, is like you have to make sure you're going to the bathroom. If you are not, you are in a hellscape, because it's like, how much can you really fit in your body one time without being insanely uncomfortable? So I like, that's a big priority for me, which is also why, I mean, I never miss my probiotic, but that's also why my next favorite thing I will go into is magnesium. Someone DM'd me the other day because I post the vitamins that I'd been taking. I take the Parallel second trimester pack. I take Fatty 15. I've had some people ask me about Fatty 15. Yes, I think people get very, and for a good reason, very freaked out, like overly so, in a kind of like stressful way about stuff when they're pregnant. And I totally understand, because it's so scary and you don't want to do anything that can harm your child. But somebody messaged me the other day and was like, oh, I stopped taking my magnesium because I'm pregnant. And I'm like, magnesium is something our body needs. C15 is something also that like our body produces. It's an essential fatty acid, but it's not something, and we ingest it and then our body thrives off of it and you pass it through to your child from breast milk. But if you're deficient in C15, which is what fatty 15 is made up of, you can't pass it to your child. So yes, take it during pregnancy, you take it during breastfeeding. It allows your child to have C15 right in their bodies right away, so they're not born with a deficiency. I think we're going to be hearing, not I think, I know we're going to be hearing a lot more about this in the next few years. The science is just there. I encourage you to go to Fatty 15's website. So Fatty 15, Parallel, and then magnesium and my probiotic is like what I'm taking with the magnesium. That's like, I take that every night. So I have to take magnesium every night. It helps you sleep. It is incredible for your digestion. I mean that big time. So the different forms I like to take it in. I take it in powder or pill form before I go to bed at night. I use the Symbiotica magnesium spray on the bottoms of my feet. If there are areas of my body that are really sore, I'll spray it there. It can like leave this like tingling, stinging feeling on your skin. So just be aware that that's totally normal. And then I take a bath as often as I can. I haven't been able to in the last like few weeks, but the magnesium salt, magnesium Epsom salt, like it just alleviates so much pain in your body in like a really, 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 really big way. This is for pregnancy or not. I would just majorly encourage that. Optimal Bio specializes in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, or BHRT. BHRT is the exact same molecule that your body produces, so your body knows how to metabolize it. Optimal Bio doses your hormone dose off your blood work, so it's totally personalized to you. When you age, your hormones decrease, but because of environmental factors, your hormones are decreasing at a much quicker rate. Hormones are the foundation of our health, with hundreds of functions in our bodies. And the top symptoms Optimal Bio treats every day are fatigue, brain fog, trouble concentrating, anxiety, depression, and trouble sleeping. When your hormones are in optimal range, it's preventative health, keeping you healthy as you age, your heart, your brain, your bones, and your health overall. Optimal Bio has locations across the Southeast in Austin, Texas. They have a location in Charlotte, in Wilmington, Charlottesville, Greenville. BHRT is FDA regulated, not FDA approved, but made in FDA approved facilities. Visit optimalbio.com and use code BEST for 20% off your consultation. That's OPTIMALBIO.com and use code BEST for 20% off your consultation. Visit optimalbio.com and use code BEST for 20% off your consultation. And then another thing that I have been loving is, again, this is like for pregnancy and not pregnancy, is like any sort of lymphatic, excuse me, any sort of lymphatic drainage. And you can type this into TikTok, and there are a million videos to do this yourself at home. That manifests in multiple ways. Dry brushing. Dry brushing is fucking awesome. There are a million tutorials on how to dry brush on TikTok. There's a really good YouTube video on it. I think if you type in like on Goop's website, dry brushing, it gives like a very clear explanation of how to do it, because you want to brush up from the bottom. Like you got to go towards your heart. You do circular motions on your chest. Like there's just ways to do it. I've been doing that for years, but when I get really consistent with it, you really see a difference. If you want to spend, by the way, dry brushes are totally affordable, lots of places, but if you really want to step it up, you should get like a copper dry brush. Higher Dose makes one. Then Now, that massage place, makes one. You can just get them on Amazon. I know they're a little bit more expensive, but you literally just like brush that thing on your skin and you see a little like poof of dry skin just fly into the air. It is so satisfying. So I would definitely encourage getting one of those. Another way that I try to do as much lymph as possible is with a gua sha, which there are so many videos, again, like I said, on TikTok, like 1 million. That is such a fucking great thing to do. So I do gua sha, I do the dry brush. Skinny Confidential makes like a body tool. I can't remember what it's called, but she sent it to me and like, whoa, like you just like rub that thing like upwards on your thigh. And you just feel like the all this warmth, like this blood flow just goes so nicely through your body in such an incredible way. And you just, it just feels so good to feel everything moving. Like you don't want to get all these things like stagnant in your body. And then two things that I do, you know, these are, now we're going into the expensive versions of this. Therabody makes these like compression pants. They're fucking expensive. But if you or your partner or one or both of you are athletes or pregnant, you know, if you can afford, it's something that we've been using in our house for years. Like Davide plays soccer, but because he can't do it consistently, he'll not play forever. And then he'll go like into like a 3-hour game and he won't be able to walk. And if I put those compression pants on him the night before and give him magnesium, he will wake up not sore. like hands to God, it fucking works. So those I think are a really good investment. I found out about them years ago. Like I used to go to this fancy facialist named Cynthia and she would put them on me while I was getting a facial. Like, you know, it's a really good way to get things moving, as does the lemon and apple cider vinegar. Like any time in my life, and I started doing this in high school, where I wanted my face to be thinner, I was dry brushing, I was trying to do whatever I could to drain, and I was drinking lemon water first thing in the morning, period. Even if it's just hot lemon water without the apple cider vinegar or just room temperature lemon water, whatever. Lemon water will make your face really like completely. So those are things that I can't live without. And then if you want to invest in a lymphatic massage, those are obviously incredible and you can see the difference instantly. So you really see how powerful it is to like get things moving in your body. Okay. Speaking of Skinny Confidential, that woman came out with fucking mouth tape and holy shit. I have never in my life had better fucking sleep ever. I did not really listen when people said that it was incredible. I was like, definitely like that seems weird. It also made me think that I would feel like I was suffocating. So that's why the Skinny Confidential one is so good. Not only is it like the cutest mouth tape, number one, the ones that I was seeing on Amazon before was like a big black thing. I don't know. I mean, I obviously go to bed with like stuff on my hair and like patches on my face. It's not like I care to look a certain way, but the Skinny Confidential ones are shaped like lips. It's just really fucking cute. But what she did, because she's a fucking genius, there's a little hole in the middle. So your mouth is not going to open while you're sleeping because the mouth tape is in place. But if you need to breathe through your mouth or talk a little bit, you absolutely can because there's that little hole in the middle. So you don't feel like you're suffocating. And that's when I bring up to people that the mouth tape, they're like, I'm just scared. I'm going to feel like I'm suffocating. She has solved that problem. It's perfect. So I'm telling you, like when I put on my mouth tape, I wake up in the morning and I'm like, whoa, that was fucking sleep. And for any of you like me who have like weird like jaw TMJ stuff, you don't feel like I have to like unhinge my jaw in the morning. It keeps my jaw in place. Lauren Bostick says all the time that like, you know, she'll say it helps with sleep, but she'll also say it helps define your jaw because I guess because you're not like moving it all night. Like that's a huge part of her promotion for the product is that you're going to get like a snatched jawline. So I'm just doing it for sleep. If that happens on the side, like hell yeah. So mouth tape, my guys, try it. I mean, you could also just buy the ones from online, I'm sure, and just like poke like a little hole in the middle if you felt like you were going to die. But it's truly been life-changing. Okay, this is so random because I feel like we've been talking about health things, but I have been sleeping on Land's End products. We bought a lot of, my parents used to buy like a lot of Land's End products for our house. And I follow Nancy Myers, I follow both of them, but her name is Annie Myershire. Her Instagram is This Oak House. This Oak House on Fridays does a Q&A. She's in the process of restoring, rebuilding a house. She has great fucking taste, obviously. So she gives suggestions every Friday on things to buy, some high-end, some very affordable. Oftentimes she'll give options in between. And she recommended Land's End sheets. She says that like those are her absolute favorite. So I'm going to order a set of those. I have Brooklinen, which I really love. But we bought, my mom, she was using like mix-matched towels. I know, I think it's really nice for each like bathroom of the house to have like their set of towels because I just think that and it's like everything just stays organized. So I was just going to Home Goods and buying sets and I would just have them have like different trims. So we knew which one was for each bathroom, but whatever over time. Like, so I realized that my mom was like using towels that like were totally old and hard. And I was like, mommy, like you can't be like using these towels. So I bought her an embroidered set of towels from Land's End and a bath mat, and they are so soft and so fluffy and so nice. And I just, they like look so cute in her bathroom. And I like love seeing her in her little monogram towel. It's just adorable. And they were really affordable. I also got, you know, I love a boat tote, as do many of us. And obviously L.L. Bean invented the boat tote, so I like getting it from them. But Land's End has one that has, that's like medium sized with a long handle. And I bought that one because I find that it's really good for like kids stuff. And it's really good for me to come to work for my, like I've been using it as a computer bag. And the long handle is more comfortable. So Land's End is also PB's favorite things. I also got a dog bed. I went fucking crazy. I got a dog bed because the dog bed that was in our TV room is fucking disgusting. And it had been years old. And so the dogs needed a new dog bed. I got the towels from my mom. I'm going to order the sheets. I got a tote bag that just says Barancini on it. And then I got, we needed a new mat for in front of our front door. The one that I had was years old and it's been raining so much. And it was like, I like went out there the other day and I was like, this thing is like covered in mold. Like it wasn't an actual outdoor mat. So I got one from Land's End that has a bee on it, which made me feel very adult and like I'm a member of a country club, which I'm not, nor do I aspire to be, but it was adjacent to that. So it just like, I'm like, look at me being an adult with a little monogrammed doormat. Okay. My last PB's favorite thing for this week is You Beauty. I know this is expensive and I'm really sorry, but You Beauty makes products that are just incredible. There's a reason why they're kind of all over the place. And I can't use the resurfacing compound right now, obviously, because I am with child. And I will do a new updated like little beauty routine for pregnancy because there are a couple things that I've switched out, which have been really great. But they have a moisturizer called the Super Hydrator. Whoa. Like I'm somebody who's greasy, so I always thought that I didn't need to use anything that's like super moisturizing, but like, wow, it's fucking incredible. And it lasts a very long time because it's a big container and I use like one pump, maybe one and a half. Like you don't need to use a lot. It's such an incredibly active product without a bunch of actives in it. So I don't feel like I'm like destroying my skin. It's so damn good. It's so damn good. So I'm sorry because it is pricey, but I would absolutely recommend the You Beauty Super Hydrator. Oh, another thing that I've been using, and it could be controversial because it is a spray. I love the Briogeo dry shampoo. That's like my go-to always. I keep in my bag, but the Living Proof dry shampoo is actually really incredible too, but it's like in an aerosol can. So I haven't been using it that much and I don't know if it's something that I should be using while I'm pregnant. I think you're like supposed to stay away from aerosol products as much as possible. Like I never use hairspray. I don't own hairspray or anything like that. I always try to use things like I said that like don't have aerosol, but that fucking dry shampoo is so fabulous. Okay, that is it for PP's faves. I love you guys. Thank you so much for always being wonderful and supportive. I hope you like these products. I got to figure out a way to round them up. I might just do like a little roundup on the website, but I hope you have a great week and we will talk soon. Oh, also, if you're still listening, it would mean the world to me if you would leave a positive review on Apple review or wherever you listen to podcasts. It's a lovely team that works really hard to bring this podcast to you every week. And those little ratings and reviews mean a lot to us. So thank you. And that, ladies and gentlemen, concludes this week's episode of Everything is the Best. I hope you enjoyed it. Please rate, review, subscribe, all that stuff. Maybe leave a comment. But remember, shitty comments are for shitty people. Go ahead and follow me on Instagram at Pia Barancini. And I hope you have a fabulous, fabulous rest of your day. Love you. Ciao.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.